This is Tanya from Jacksonville.
Ah, Jacksonville, Florida, in the house. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else do we have out there with us this morning?
Amber from Chicago. God bless.
There's that prayer general. Good morning, Miss Amber from Chicago. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Again, we welcome each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. This is Dr. Vanessa calling in from Dallas, Texas this morning, and along with my co-host, Dr. P.K. Roberts, in her absence, and Dr. J, we're just so excited to have each and every one of you on the line this morning. We're going to go on out to Chicago and ask Miss Candy if you would come now and lead us in a word of prayer. Candy, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving, and we come into your courts with praise. Your word says that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So, God, we praise you for salvation. We praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise you for the word. We praise you, Lord God, for forgiveness of our sins. We praise you for health, Lord. We praise you for food and shelter. We praise you, Lord, for abundant life. We praise you for family and loved ones. We praise you, Lord God, for the use of our limbs. We praise you for being in our right minds and for memory. We praise you, Lord God, for godly children. We praise you, Lord God, for prosperity. We praise you for wisdom and guidance. We praise you, Lord, for faith. We praise you, Father God, for this master's ministry call. Father, we praise you for the founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We praise you for the angels of the Lord who are ushering in your word through clear airwaves and phone lines. We praise you that Satan has no power over this call or these listeners or this speaker. We praise you for the outpouring of your spirit through Evangelist Gwen as she gives voice to your word. We praise you for the anointed word coming straight from your throne. We praise you for Artists International. We praise you for our artist businesses. We praise you for our other businesses, Lord God. We praise you for success in our businesses. And Father, we praise you for this platform to give you praise first thing in the morning. We praise you, oh God. We praise you, Lord of Lords. We praise you, our King of Kings, our cornerstone, our wheel in the middle of a wheel, our daily bread, our priest, our high priest. We praise you, our bright and morning star. We praise you, our lily of the valley. God, we praise you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Pastor Vanessa, can you unmute again and let us give a corporate praise out? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah.
It's always good to take a praise break, isn't it? It's always good. Trying to get Miss Candy back. All righty. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Thank you.
Thank you so much, woman of God. I tell you, when the praises go up, the blessings go down. Thank you for clearing the heavenlies so the word of God can go forth unhindered. And thank you for those of you who understood that your mouth is a weapon of warfare. As you opened up your mouth and praised your Lord and Savior, I thank you for being in corporate mind and on one accord. Well, I tell you, I'm excited about what God is doing in us as he continues to do great things through us. You are on the Master's Call, and I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, and I tell you, it is truly, as Dr. J always says, an honor and an extreme privilege to bring this call to you each and every morning, to have a place where the eagles gather and see with the eyes of faith the awesome things that God wants to do. And we began this journey. When we began this call, we started back in October of last year, and the Lord gave us a mission statement of his mind and his heart for this call. And every morning, we keep that before you, and the mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, to enrich your life and make it real, fortified with the flavor and the fragrance of the Holy Ghost on this call, to enhance your lives. We want to always be an addition to what God is doing, an asset to the assignment on your life each and every day, and the Word of God to stir up your spirit with the exousia and the dunamis power. We just came out of Pentecost Sunday, and we want to go out in the marketplace and be his ministers. So that's the mission of this call. And the rock of the Word of God that the Lord gave us for this call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we praise God that we have entered into that secret place in the presence of the Most High God, and we thank God for each and every one of you hearing the clarion call in the wind of the Spirit and being a part of this call. And we encourage you to let others know that we're here faithfully. We thank God for the thread of Artists International that brought us here and brought us together. And for those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists, we welcome you and encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call. We encourage you to go also to our website that has a rich, rich collection of all of the messages, all of the powerful words of God that have gone forth that will encourage your heart and give you spiritual guidance. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Take time and just literally, oh, now it's hundreds of messages that are on there that we assure you will bless your heart. We know another one of the assignments that God gave us for this call is to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We know the Word says the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and it is our honor to pray for each and every one of you, but to take specific prayer requests. So feel free to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Any correspondence you'd like to give us, that's the place to go. We love to hear praise reports too. I'm also going to encourage each and every one of you, if you are not able, and we want to continue to put it before you so you'll be praying and lifting up June 29th. That is the day we did move it up, that Dr. P.K. Roberts will be celebrating her retirement from the United States Army, where she has faithfully served as a chaplain for many years. June 29th, we know that's in the middle of the week, and some of you may or may not be able to come, but all of you can go to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com and give her a shout-out and let her know how much you love her and you appreciate her. And for those of you who want more details about going to Colorado Springs and greeting you there, also contact us there. We're just wanting her to feel our love as she transitions to a new season in her life. We also encourage all of you all who are with our Artist family to go to your back office. There are many exciting things going on in our company right now, many promotions, many meetings and events with our ATC training that's going on all over the country, our loyalty pool, the car we're giving away every month, and just so much more. And you got to read to keep up with what's going on. So we encourage you to go to your back office and avail yourself of all the things that are happening in our great company of Artists International. Well, now we want to bring our speaker to the line. She's no stranger to this call. She has blessed us many, many times before. She is truly an evangelist. She hails from that windy city of Chicago and is the founder and director of the Winning Circle. Evangelist Gwen Beatty has been in ministry, and after 14 years of working in the community, she stepped out even further to have a heart for the community through outreaches of agriculture, through community service ideas. And I tell you, every time I look up, she has a new project where God has directed her. She works faithfully at her church. We have been standing in the gap praying for Liberty Temple with the lawsuit that they've been going through and watching God be faithful. She truly loves God and God's people and is always ready to share the love of Jesus Christ with any she encounters. We are so excited to introduce to some and present to others our mouthpiece for this morning, who will bring us the anointed word of God from Chicago, Illinois, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Are you on the line this morning, woman of God? If I do, let me see. Hold on, saints. Let's see where she is. Evangelist, you may have to hit. Oh, I see the lines open. Are you there? We can't hear you yet. Did that awesome introduction, and where is she?
I am here. Oh. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, woman of God. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. I did hear it say unmuted, so I was here. I do honor, I do praise, and I thank the Lord. You can hear me loud and clear, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you. God bless you to each of you. My father's children, I do love and honor each and every last one of you on this morning's Master's Call. Of course, I give all the respect, honor, and due to this powerful woman of God who is blessing my soul as I see her walk in her mandate before the Lord. Pastor Vanessa, I do love you. I appreciate the word that you spoke in my spirit, and I honor Dr. PK and the couple in the honor of Lady J and Dr. Henderson, God's power pack couple for this time. I do want to thank God for you all and my artist family, those of you who have been standing with me, just to give you a quick update before I release the word of the Lord. I'm so honored as I hear the praise go forth. Hallelujah. I know this call has gone to a new dimension in praise and prayer and encouragement for this hour. And the word that I have in my spirit to release to you is just simply the posture of prayer. I know that God is just using us in this day and hour to posture us, and I heard that dimension of praise released after the word went forth. I thank God for the sensitivity to the leading of the word, for I did not hear a superficial posture on yesterday. I didn't hear a formal posture. I didn't just hear servants. I didn't just hear friends, but I heard sons. I heard the sonship of God come through in that praise on yesterday. And those are the five postures of prayer that I want to talk to you about today as we analyze the posture and intimacy, which is just simple conversation before the Lord. And you all know as Evangelist Gwen brings an evangelistic message, because I do love to see people come into that dimension of the call that God has put on my life. I'm thanking each of you, as I said, for how you have stood with us through these 19 pages of lawsuit that we continually triumphantly go through. We are winning. We win, saints of God, once more and again. I come with a good report to let you know that your prayers are not in vain. We have secured the firewall, the brick wall, that the fire department and the construction people had put that firewall up before us, and we have gone through that. Pray, continue to pray for our ministry, for we are challenged in our finances at this time. We have raised the bar and the roof on what God is doing as we fire through triumphantly. This will cost us $50,000. This is why I must go through this marketing plan of artists like a champ, because we have been challenged to give a sacrificial offering to come through this place to stand with the church, and God is meeting our needs as we meet the challenge. And I ask that you will continue to pray that the people of God would not get weary in well doing. We have raised close to $37,000 as of the last time I reported to you of the $50,000. We've got an extension to finish up the work. We have been challenged with the roof right now. If you all would pray, as it has started from the head, we know, and it is trickling down. The building is moving forward in Jesus' name, for God is raising the bar, and he is raising our faith as we see people even continuously being saved through all of this. So we are in a season of sacrifice. The down payment has been made. The work is going forth. And I know because it is because of the prayers of the righteous, we have taken a posture that we are the sons of God. We have a mindset of God, and that we will continue to build his kingdom. So this is where we stand in our challenge now, that we will continue on. And if those of you who have been praying with us will continue to pray that we will be in that position of final victory before the end of June, in Jesus' name, for the prayer warriors. That is my update, because I know it's been a minute since I've talked to you about that issue, but we are right now praying for a season of sacrifice in every area that we might come through this, through the final battle. Thank you, Jesus. Well, there is no brick wall in God because of the power of prayer. And I tell you that out of this message that I'm going to read a few verses of scripture from John 17, and in your own time, if you would read the prayer of Jesus, John 17, that entire chapter, I'm just going to read the ninth verse, where I prayed for them. That verse in the King James I'm reading from, I prayed for them. These are the sons of God. I was talking about five different categories, and I'm going to repeat them again. But Jesus prays for the sons of God. We who are on this call, who triumphs every morning that we might see God glorified, can walk in this scripture, because those of you who may not know Christ, here he is not praying for the world. We pray that you come on this side just as we have, and as we come on this side, even as artists, international, for those of you who may not know him, it says, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. I want you to know that we have been given to Christ this morning, for they are mine. Right there, you can just take a shout right there, because we belong to Christ, and all mine are thine. So we belong to God, and we belong to Jesus, the Godhead, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And this is what is happening with us right now as we walk in this earth. We are being glorified as the sons of God. 11 says, I now am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me. that they may be one as we are. Saints of God, today I just want you to know that this is how we move in this earth as one. As Christians, they don't see us individually. As sons of God, we are one.
And I have to reverse back to the mission and the mandate even of this great company, because they came up with the slogan, one vision, one world, one people. When the people are one, they can do many things. But while, verse 12 says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those thou hast given me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world. And this is for all of you who gave that shout of praise this morning and even on yesterday, that they might have joy fulfilled in themselves. For that's where your praise and your power comes, from the joy of the Lord, for it is truly your strength. And I go down to 15, as it says, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world. This is where you are the light, people of God, but that thou should keep them from the evil. And then the last verse, I'm going to go down to 20. As I said, read this entire in your devotion time. It says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Praise the Lord. And I want you to know that it is your word that released even a praise. Even on yesterday, I have been bathing in the glory that was shared, even as I heard many on the phone this morning as you were calling in. I want you to know, as the old patriarchs of prayer, there was something about the prayers of our Father. There's something about when the prayer of Jesus goes out. This verse talks about a sonship, as I said. The sons of God have a mindset. You have a posture. You know, you think about it, it's just like your children. They may not be all what we have called them to be or as we grow them up to be, because we're looking for them to come into that sonship. But when people see them, they see you. You know, your child will go directly into your house, and he'll open up the refrigerator, and he'll help himself to whatever it is he sees or thinks that he wants, because he has a relationship. He has an intimacy with you, more so than someone who may be, number one, superficial. We don't want to be that superficial person that's tiptoeing around, or who may have had that superficial prayer like the Pharisees or the Sadducees in the days of our Lord, that they walked this earth in a superficial manner or in a formal manner where they came about not wholeheartedly. But the Word of God says that they belong to me. When you belong to God and you belong to Jesus, you belong to the Holy Spirit, you come in a boldness. You don't come with a formal prayer. I didn't hear yesterday formal praise. It sounded like somebody knew Christ. It sounded like somebody was a son, that they could take their rightful heir in salvation. Then that number three that I'm talking about is the servant. Oh, that's a great position to look at from the posture of prayer. That was the relationship of position that I will talk about a little later if I get an opportunity to minister to you again and break these down. But I'm really in number five, the sonship. That's where I want to be today. Because many of you are even operating as the servant. that position where David, he walked as a servant before the Lord. And that's a good position to be in because we understand the obedience and the humbleness of being a servant in the kingdom. And then there is number four, that friendship prayer. And we know that there's a song that says, I am a friend of God. If you don't know it, Google it. Have somebody to sing it for you. It'll bless you. But I'm not talking about the servant or even the friendship position this morning. But I am talking about no longer just being a servant and being a friend in prayer, which is a good position to be in. That's a wonderful place because we need to be and have friends. But it's not like that child who can come boldly through that refrigerator or boldly to you. They just ask you for a few dollars yesterday, but they so bold because they're your son, they'll ask you for another dollar the next day without hesitation. We're talking about those who are in a position of intimacy. Sonship happens to be a place where Jesus wants us to be because at the sonship level, not only is Christ glorified, and don't jump on me right here, saints, but you are glorified as saints of God. You are glorified because you will manifest the name of God among men, which God has given you to walk in this world. Because people can't see Christ, but they can see you. So when they now, the Father brought glory to you, and now you share in the same glory when you are in the intimacy of God. So today, I want to just remind you, as you come before the Lord, that my prayer for you will be that you know who you belong to. I want you to come bold as a son today. I want you to praise in your spirit all day because you have something as a generation who walks. We're not just singing down the power no more, dancing down the power, having revelation in church right now. But you are a son of God who the world cannot rob you of your service and your worship before God because you now walk in a posture of intimacy. You pray and you praise from a dimension of intimacy. That sonship gives you a right in the kingdom. For he has given you the glory so that you may be the ones who are just the one. Say, who sent you? I am that I am sent me. He has sanctified you through his truth. So therefore, as we continue to gird ourselves and we come in the name of Jesus, you come in a power because you now experience a perfect unity that the world does not know. Because he has sent you because he loves you so much today. The Father wants you to know that he has given you to be where he is. Then they can see all the glory you have because he loves you. Because before this world began, the righteous God, the righteous Father, the world doesn't know you because I know my disciples. I know that I sent you, and you are revealing yourself in this day, this hour, that you might continue to walk in his love, and that you might continue to be all that he has called you to be because Amen. You have been sanctified through truth. And you have been sanctified by this word. So today, sons of God, I want you to be encouraged to know that today you will be glorified in this earth to finish the work that God has given you. Just as Dr. Vanessa said so eloquently this morning, walk in your mandate today. Be all God has called you to be, sons of God, and go out and walk in the posture of prayer. God bless you. I love you. And be strengthened, for you are God's elect. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, evangelist. The posture of prayer. She gave us some powerful nuggets today. And the prayer and the posture in John 15, that we belong to God and we belong to Jesus and we are the sons of God. Therefore, we come in the boldness. We're the servant, but utmost, we're in a position of intimacy. I love that. Thank you, woman of God. Well, we're right at 7:30, but I still want Miss Tiffany to come now and close us out in prayer and close in and cover the prayer request that we have, woman of God.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Very good, very good. Lord, we bless you and we thank you and we praise your holy name, O God. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry. My King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord, and in the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up to the hills, which cometh from you, O God. So we bless you this morning, O God, on this thankful Thursday, Father God. We are thankful, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We are thankful, Father God, for healing Dr. David Elijah Roberts, O God. We thank you, Father God, for Pastor Vanessa, Father God. We thank you for Dr. Walter and Jocelyn Henderson, O God. We thank you for Pastor Chuck, Father God, Pastor Chuck Brown. We thank you for Pastor Gwen Beatty, Father God. And we thank you for this, the morning, the Master's Morning Call, where you have allowed for us to come every Monday through Friday, Father God, just to seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God. Today is a thankful Thursday, Father God. It gives us the opportunity to be thankful for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for healing in Kip, oh God. We thank you for healing in LaWanda. We thank you for healing in the Patterson family, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for healing LaWanda Hart, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for healing us, Father God. We thank you for the laser, Father God, that you pushed through each and every pain that we had, oh God. We didn't need to go to the doctor and lay on the table, oh God. But we thank you, Father God, that you are the healer, oh God. We thank you that you are our strength. We thank you that you are our shield. We thank you that you are our glory. We thank you that you are our joy. We thank you that we have hope in you. We thank you for your love, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd. We thank you that you are Lord of our life. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you have been, the lawyer in the courtroom, the doctor in the sick room. We thank you that you are in control of our finances. And even though we see zeros, Father God, we are blessed and highly favored. And we thank you that we are your children, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We bless your name, Father God. We want you to take us higher. We want to go higher in you, oh God. We yearn for your presence and for your touch, Father God. For every person on this line, oh God, I pray that you would do a new thing. Allow us all to walk in greatness this day, Father God. And don't let anything steal our joy, Father God. For our joy comes from you. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. And we bless your holy name. And I seal this call in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, evangelist. Oh, we feel the presence of the Lord on this call today. Thank you for sealing that awesome message with a prayer and lifting up the prayer request. We so appreciate you, Minister Tiffany. Oh, and evangelist Gwen, thank you for that rich word. We can never get through teaching and ministering about the posture of prayer and the importance of a prayer life. Thank you for those nuggets. And Minister Candy, we so love and appreciate you for clearing the heavens so that these your people can receive the word of God today. So we encourage each and every one of you to go out now, and as we always say, it's your turn to submit and obey the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day, and we'll see you here tomorrow morning with Dr. Joycelyn. Have a blessed day, and bye-bye.